Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. This is Barbara, and it's good to see you and to feel you today. Each Monday at this time, we offer you inspiration and the opportunity to connect with your soul for 55 minutes. Today's topic is Be Gentle with Yourself. Once again, we're coming live to you from Oregon and Northern Germany, and it is a great pleasure for both Jen and me to be here with you. The angels and spirit are guiding us to deliver insightful messages that touch your heart and soul. Follow your heart and make your soul happy.
And this is Jan. With Purpose Talk Radio, we want to tickle your imagination, and we also invite you to retrieve your creativity and your playfulness. Recently, Sharon from our Soul Healing Circle on Facebook quoted Marshall Rosenberg with this sparkling statement, "Never do anything that isn't play." So come play with us today. Here's some practical advice on how to connect with your inner wisdom using shortcuts that take you directly to the core. Lean back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This is Barbara again. With today's third show now on the way, I can truly say that I absolutely love being a radio host in addition to my work as a coach for Soul Matters. It's so great that we actually came up with this idea of doing a radio show together, Jen and me, because I wasn't so aware of the fact that this is actually part of my purpose on getting my message across into the world. And ever since we've done the first show, I'm so excited and I'm so happy that I can do it. So my whole week is filled with excitement and joy of looking forward to this show. And because everything's connected, everything I say on the show, I can blend in with my coaching work. I can blend in with the intuitive readings, and it works the other way around. And just today I was talking to one of my Facebook friends, and she's in the middle of a major move with her family. And she wasn't so sure about what's happening. And she was asking me do I have information for her, and I was very careful, because what I'm all about is supporting your own intuition and supporting you to retrieve your own soul wisdom. So I was rather not really giving her an information, but asking her questions and asking her, has she asked herself the same question, and listening to the answers that come from inside, because this is what everything really is about, that I am doing and that I am living to follow my own heart and to follow my soul's wisdom. And I'm so grateful that I had the chance to make this come alive through this talk show. So, yeah, but this is enough about me, really.
Well, and this is Jan again. And since I started working with angels, that's been quite a journey, and it has taken me all over the place. Learning how to listen, learning how to be quiet, learning listen is the best word, learning to relax and sit back and allow. And I think that's the biggest lesson that I've learned all along here, is to allow. You know, the law of attraction talks about thinking of things, wishing for it, writing it down, verbalizing it, and taking action and doing. But then it doesn't talk about just allowing, opening the space so that you can allow love and life and your whatever it is that you're manifesting to come in. And that's one of the things that I've been learning in working with angels. When I first started, I kept trying, and it didn't really work. So again, it was leaning back and listening and allowing. And that's really it about me. Barbara, you talk for a minute. I just drew an angel card, and I want to actually look up the meaning for it so that I can give that meaning.
Sure, no problem. So, yeah, hi, listeners. As I said in the opening and the introduction, we're really happy to have you with us today and to see you and to feel you. And one way of connecting with us on the show is you can call in. You can call in through different telephone lines, or you can Skype in, and the Skype is BBS Radio. So if you want to talk to us, and if you have questions, maybe you just call in or you Skype in, and we'd be happy to talk to you. And the other thing I really want to share is that It's good that we're together now, right after the holiday. Many of us celebrated the traditional Christian way, as in Christmas, and some of us might not. And the main thing about it, and this is what came to me again and again over the past few days, is that we stop our busyness, that we stop running around like headless chickens sometimes, and just stop, pause, take a deep breath, and just spend time with ourselves and with our families and our loved ones, really. So the reminder here, though, is to expand this time of spending precious moments with ourselves and our loved ones, because seriously, every time should be like, every day should be like this. And every moment is so precious that we spend in love. So I was drawing a card earlier as well, actually, Jen. And it's from the card deck from Neil Donald Walsh from Conversations with God. And what it says, like, now I have to look in my notes because I have the German version of the cards, is every thought and every action of humans is based either on fear or on love. So yeah, come from love all the time, every day, all day, every day.
That's great. I love that, that every action, every thought, every word is based in fear or love. And it brings it down to two simple things, you know. You can look at whatever it is that you're saying or doing and say, am I doing this out of fear or am I doing this out of love? And understanding that all of the, what we call negative emotions, are actually based in fear, and then we can go from there and decide, make the choice on how we want to act from that point on.
True.
Well, the card that I drew is from the angel cards, and it's called Divine Guidance, which was kind of interesting since I was talking about allowing guidance. And the message says, specific periods of spiritual opening occur at special moments throughout life. These moments are unique in that they draw you through the normal frustrations and contradictions toward acceptance of your loving relationship with the universe. You have entered such a time stream, and you're encouraged to open your inner eye as well as your outer vision, for you are being shown directly that you are loved eternally and that all is well at the spiritual level of your life. So the next several days, live them as though you're in a walking meditation. And while you perform your normal chores, go to work, interact with others, look into the eyes of your family, friends, and colleagues, and silently bless their lives and their initiatives. Be observant and appreciate the flowers, plants, trees, and animals that you see. Honor their presence. Speak to them and tell them that you appreciate their lives and their contributions to the earth, and ask their help in healing the earth. Intentionally give the planet only love to the best of your ability, and keep from killing anything, even the smallest insect. Place your feet carefully on the earth and take time to write down the feelings you experience during the next few days, because you might be in a mildly altered state of consciousness. You'll be able to perceive events and emotions with much greater clarity and perspective. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that really just so fits in with being in the moment and enjoying every moment and being allowing love rather than fear and allowing to just be.
Yes. So how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was nice and quiet. I really appreciate being with my family and just taking time to be with each other. And today was the first day, like, after, well, from the 24th till today, we just stayed in the house, just, you know, putting the nose out into fresh air for a few minutes, but that was about it. We didn't really go for long walks, or we didn't engage in any dates or anything like that. So we just stayed in the house, and we enjoyed each other's company, and the kids were playing all the time, and they didn't get bored because they enjoy having us around and just knowing whenever there's something up, they can talk to us. And as I said, being without busyness of everyday stuff, without having to go shopping because the shops are closed here in Germany for the bank holidays, and without having to do anything, just being, you know, that was very nice. And how was your Christmas, Jen?
My Christmas was really lovely. It was nice and quiet, and really, I didn't do much of anything. I didn't get much of anything accomplished. I basically spent my time just being pretty quiet, which was lovely. I like that kind of a day, and it's a rare treat that I get that kind of a day. But the shops are not closed here today, Barbara. This is shopper's holiday today, although the banks are closed, but all the shops are open. So I imagine there's a lot of people out there running around, and it's the kind of a day when I say, I think I'll just stay home.
Yeah, which really leads into the topic of today. Be gentle with yourself, especially when you look at what's all the temptations that are offered by consumer world, really. Like, if it's possible to go out shopping, what do you do? Do you just jump in and go with the energy of everybody wanting to get bargains and winter sale deals and after Christmas deals? Or do you just refrain from being tempted and just stay in your own energy, really, which I pretty much enjoy because I get distracted sometimes when I go and surround myself with so many people. I just kind of dive into that mass or group energy, and I get distracted from my center, from my balance. And then it is especially important to stay gentle with myself because sometimes that really annoys me, and I can't really say why because I'm not totally aware of what I'm doing. You know, I'm just concentrating on going shopping, and then all of a sudden I feel that I'm not so happy anymore. And then it is so vital for me to take a deep breath and go back to the state of peace, inner peace, really, and then remind myself to be gentle with myself, be gentle on myself, and be gentle with everybody around me also.
So, what is something that you do to, I guess, basically give yourself the gift of being gentle? I mean, sometimes I'll sit down and have a cup of tea, or a nice herbal tea, or just sit and relax and do some writing in my journal, take some time for myself. For me, I guess being gentle with myself really does mean more taking time for myself. Or giving myself some special treat, like a cup of tea, or maybe when I'm out getting a hot chocolate or a special latte that I like. What do you do?
Well, what works for me is sometimes it's hard for me to be gentle with myself. So I then look around, who else can I be gentle to? Because when we're gentle to somebody else, we automatically are gentle with ourselves, but we're not so aware of it. And that's kind of like a very clever trick for the mind. Like, okay, she's focusing on somebody else, so she doesn't have to deal with herself. I am dealing with myself in a bit of a detour, really. So because I have a cat, for example, I can just sit down and cuddle with my cat, and make a point of sitting down and taking the time to cuddle with my cat. Because once the cat starts purring, that just brings me back into my balance pretty much straight away, which is really good. And the other thing is, well, yeah, I have children. You know, I can just be gentle with my children, and then they are my mirrors. And if I'm gentle to them, they are gentle to me. So I'm starting being gentle to myself again, which is really good. That's trying to connect with people or with the pets that we have around us. And all of you that have pets are probably sitting there nodding and grinning and nodding and grinning because it works every time with the pets. And the pets are very good indicators when we're not gentle in general. So yeah, that's a really good thing for me. And today I noticed that since a few days ago, I started wearing purple in different shades. Like, sometimes it's a really soft purple, sometimes it's more a reddish purple. So I was thinking about, yes, gentle colors can support my way of being gentle with myself. And that's another good thing. Give the mind a task, because sometimes our mind just goes into that state of fear or wants to pull us away from the love towards the fear. So wearing clothes that support, say, maybe a certain color, and maybe in connection a certain energy and a certain chakra works very well for me. And for example, if I want to protect myself from the outside world, I would choose very dark colors and maybe black, because it kind of protects my aura. And if I'm totally centered and totally balanced, I choose strong colors like bright red, for example. And just, I'd say purple, the way I wear purple over the past few days, just looking at myself wearing two different shades of purple today, is very gentle because it's not such a strong color. It's not such an aggressive color. It just supports my general mood. And well, yeah, we can do the same thing with using scarves or bed clothes or towels or jackets, anything really that's related to the matter of clothes. And it comes down to the underwear also, you know, because this is the first thing that we put on in the morning, usually, if we wear,
yeah,
if we decide
right.
to wear underwear. Sorry?
Yeah, that's right. I was just laughing about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we make a conscious choice about what we wear, down to the socks, the underwear, and the bra for the women, if we decide to wear bras, we can just do it consciously and say, okay, do I feel like a strong red, energetic day today, or do I rather feel like I want to protect myself, or a gentle vanilla color, or whatever else? You know, it's just a matter of trying it, because it's not for everybody, but some people really can support themselves. It's the same as sitting down on the couch, maybe having a blanket in a certain color, and then putting that blanket over us to cuddle into the blanket. That is a way of being gentle to myself also. Same thing
well,
as...
Sorry? Go ahead.
Yeah, same thing about when we go outside and when we're doing our stuff and in our everyday routine, we get up, we dress, we go out, and we probably, many of us, sit in the car and go to work and hit a traffic jam. What do we do? Which mood are we in when we start driving, and which mood are we in when we're in the middle of the traffic jam? We're looking on the clock and we know, oh my God, I have to be in this meeting, or I have to go somewhere and I don't want to be late, and we might be starting to stress ourselves out. And then making a conscious decision of be gentle with myself, sitting in this car because I can't really do anything, I'm stuck in this traffic jam, or being gentle with the people around me that might have caused the traffic jam. You know, just watch consciously what the thoughts that are going through our heads and the reactions that we are creating to the situation. And in general, I favor acting to reacting. So I can then make a conscious and a very aware decision of, right, okay, stop what I'm doing, take a deep breath, remember, be gentle. And my cat just wants to come in here, so give me a second. I'll just let my assistant in, which is my black cat, Penny.
You let the assistant in. I find sometimes that for me, when I need to be gentle with myself, it helps me to do dishes, as crazy as that sounds. Because if you're working with mindfulness meditation, where you can focus on the water, the temperature of the water, the feel of the dishes, the soap, every action that you're making, the way your hands move, the muscles as they move within your hands, if you focus totally and completely on what it is that you're doing, at least I find this for myself, when I focus it totally on what it is that I'm doing and don't let be distracted into some other way, then I'm bringing a sense of calmness and peace to myself that I'm not going to find by doing. So even though I say doing dishes, I'm actually talking about being with process of doing dishes and being with everything that's happening there, because then it's really quiet and it brings me into myself.
That's very cool. Yeah, being with the dishes. That's a good way of a humorous affirmation. Today I'm going to be with my dishes. Just as a funny reminder, because that's the thing about being playful. It's good not always to take ourselves so seriously. And to just allow the fun in as well, and the odd chuckle, you know, and laugh about ourselves when we're so seriously trying to be enlightened, or really having a hard time of being relaxed or just being in a moment. I mean, you know, it's all connected. The being gentle with ourselves, what I was thinking about earlier during the day was the self-judgment, really, because sometimes we're just so hard on ourselves. And I like the wordplay, because the one way of saying this is be gentle with yourself, or be gentle with yourself. And the other way of saying it is be gentle on yourself, because we use the sentence, oh, you're so hard on yourself, or don't be so hard on yourself. So it works either way, really. And there comes the playback, and just play with whatever's happening, and just don't take it too seriously, which allows the soul to send some love, and then we start realizing, as we were saying last week, laughter for the soul, that the laughter is connecting us with our hearts and our souls.
Well, you've got me in the mood to actually go shopping. You know, I'm going to have to go underwear shopping and make sure that I get every color of the rainbow, so that whatever mood I'm in, I have the right color under to start my day and keep it going.
Cool. That's so good. Chakra-colored underwear. You can ask in the shop, do they have chakra-colored underwear? That's cool. Maybe I have to go shopping tomorrow myself. I'd like to add another way of supporting our task of being gentle with ourselves is music. It always comes in handy, and especially in this case today, I was connecting on Facebook with Karen Drucker, and she has a beautiful voice, and she does beautiful empowerment work and beautiful motivational and affirmational work. And she has a song that is called Gentle With Myself, and it is full of positive affirmations, and it is such a nice song. So I would really like to give you all her website, which is karendrucker.com, which is karendrucker.com, and check out her work, because she has the fun so much involved in everything. And then sometimes it's just a gentle song, like this song Gentle With Myself, which actually supports again our wish to be gentle. So yeah, music is a really good way of supporting ourselves, getting back into the connection with our heart and with the love that's inside our heart.
That's really right on. You know, I live in a house with three dogs, and the television goes a lot of the time. And so when I come into my area, I have the music going so that I have a gentle and peaceful area that I live in. And sometimes when I go out to the main area, and I hear the other noise that's going on, and that's fine. And then I open the door to come in here, and it's like walking outside. It's like walking into a breath of fresh air to have that music going and that peacefulness in my own space. So it really is important to create a space where that is sacred, that you feel like you're coming into your own self.
Yeah, and it's possible everywhere, even if we're in a hectic situation, even if we're surrounded by colleagues at work or in the middle of a shopping mall, which is just, you know, there's so many people and everybody's going shopping, or if we're sitting in a quiet space and we have that space. It should be that 24/7 meditational space, which is very good to think about, but it's hard to achieve when we really try to be away from life, because life is busy and life is exciting, and sometimes it's really loud and there's much going on and there's lots of action. So just use what we have, and it's only really a few seconds to switch that switch back to being gentle. And there comes our affirmation for this topic and for this day, which is a really simple one as well. What I like to do is sometimes I write them down and I just stick them to the fridge or to my bathroom mirror so that I can actually see them every day to remind myself to work with this affirmation. And the affirmation for today is, just for today, I am gentle with myself. And we'll repeat this at the end of the show as well.
Just for today, I am gentle with myself. That's nice. I like saying it.
Yeah, and it gets, you know, a smile back onto my face.
Yeah, really. Well, Christmas is a time of a lot of fun and a lot of laughter, but it's also a time for a lot of people of pain and of wounds that are open and that need some care. So I'd like to take us through a visualization, and I hope you're not driving when you listen to this. If you are, please just kind of let the music go or in your mind and don't listen to it until you get home or until you get to a safe place, or pull over and go through this visualization with us. So what I'd like to have you do, this visualization does have the potential to take you pretty deep, so make sure you're in a place that's safe for you to do that, okay? So for now, I'd like you to just kind of lean back and get comfortable and breathe deeply in and then out. And And once again, take a deep breath in and breathe out. And if you're comfortable doing so, just close your eyes. And feel your body relax into the surface beneath you, blending into it so there's no weight, no pressure. You're held safely, and you can just let go and follow my voice. And when you're ready, imagine that you're walking along a trail through the forest. You can feel the sunlight. You can feel the fresh air and smell it. You look down at your feet and you see the trail beneath your feet. You look around and you can see there are trees and there are boulders. And then you notice that the trail is beginning to rise. And you're enjoying the air and enjoying the exercise as you walk along, just enjoying. And the trail begins to get steeper. And you keep going. And you can feel your body enjoying the movement. And then you notice a motion ahead of you. And you realize that it's an animal. And the animal appears to be injured, but it keeps on climbing. You follow the animal, curious about it, wanting to see where it's headed. It's just far enough ahead of you so you can't reach it. But as your eyes accustom to the light that's getting dusky from the covering of the trees, you begin to recognize the form of the animal you're following. And the trail continues to get steeper, and you have to find toeholds and handholds as you climb. But your eyes continue to be drawn toward the animal that's ahead of you. And suddenly the animal disappears over the edge at the top. You keep climbing, and you reach the top of the trail where you see the injured animal making its way to a lake in the distance. You follow, and as you approach closer to the lake, you see the animal slide into the water and sink below the water. And shortly after that, you see the animal as it comes out of the water and rests on the bank of the lake. And you understand that this is the Lake of Healing Waters, a place where the injured go to be healed. You reach the lake and realize that you too are injured. And deep inside there's a pain. You choose to immerse yourself in the waters of this healing lake. You gently slide into the water, and you're surprised at how softly and gently you're held by the water. You allow yourself to sink into the water, trusting in the healing powers of this lake. You rest in the healing waters, allowing yourself to be healed. Allow yourself to feel the waters around you, breathing normally. You are held and loved. Allow yourself to rest there, quietly and peacefully. Just rest for a few seconds. You can feel the healing powers of the water and the healing that is taking place within you. Pain is eased. Injuries are soothed. Healing has begun. Slowly, you allow yourself to come out of the lake waters and rest on the edge. There you look around you and you notice the wounded animal that you followed, who is wounded no more, but healthy and strong. You look into its eyes and you see yourself reflected. You see the unconditional acceptance of your own self reflected in the eyes of this, your power animal, and you know you are safe. You know you are. healing. As you rise to return to where you began this journey, return to the present, you bring with you into the now this gift of healing and the presence of your power animal, with the knowledge that you can return to the lake at any time, and you may call upon your power animal at any time. When you're ready, breathe in deeply, breathe out, and allow yourself to become present to the now, to this room, to this time, to this space. And then take a minute to jot down your experience and to recognize and acknowledge your power animal. Write any questions you have for your power animal to take with you when you meet again. Breathe deeply in. Breathe out. Feel yourself in clarity and light. And be blessed. And at this time, we're going to take a short break for announcements, and then we'll be happy to take callers.
Check out my services, barbaramedicine.in, session at your service. Come join us for healing. Walking with you. BarbaraPatterson.com/at-your-service.
Jan has been called to be a voice for the angelic realm, which includes all those who are in spirit form, to bring messages from beyond that touch your soul and assist you as you grow into your fullest potential. Jan offers multiple angelic guidance programs, opening to intuition and beyond, healing and intuition, fine-tuning your connection to spirit and the angelic realm, and advanced angelic guidance. You can find information on each of these programs at janrevell.com. That's JanRevell.com. And now welcome back to Purpose Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jen. That was so beautiful, your visualization, and my power animal came up straight away. Will I tell or will I keep it to myself?
No, tell. Go ahead.
Mine was a deer, one of the young ones. The antlers weren't showing yet. It was a really young one, like the ones, they are brown and they have those white spots, and it was absolutely beautiful. And there wasn't any visual wound that I could see, but it was totally amazing looking at the deer when I came out of the lake, seeing it sparkling with the light of being healed. So thank you. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. That's one of my favorite visualizations, and it's one that I do myself when I'm not feeling all that great. I go and let myself get healed in the waters of that lake. Yeah.
Totally cool, because, water is such a good element for doing this as well.
I agree, yeah. I remember when I was in an accident some time ago, years ago, and when I was retraining, learning how to walk again, the therapy was to get into warm water because it loosens up all the muscles and everything and allows you to then be able to move the way you need to move. So water is almost no matter where the water is, whether it's in your bathtub, whether it's in a lake, whether it's in the ocean, it's just this absolutely amazing healing powers.
Absolutely. I'd like to remind the listeners that if they want to, they can phone in and talk to us. I'm just going to give the listeners in the U.S. and Canada a toll-free number, which is 888-627-6008. That is 888-627-6008 for the U.S. and Canada, or Skype into us, and the Skype name you're looking for is BBS Radio.
We'd love to hear what your experiences were with this visualization. If you, like Barbara, had found your power animal and what it is and what happened during this visualization. So call us and let us know.
Yeah, and if you have, maybe you're working with power animals already, and maybe you have a source to look up the meaning of the animal that showed up for you. If not, there is many, many sources on the internet where you can just find out about your certain power animal that you saw in that visualization, and just trust the fact that whatever came up, as weird as it might be, my first ever power animal that I saw in one of those visualizations was a wild boar, and I was pretty surprised, you know, excuse me, because you know, okay, shamanic stuff and everything else, and by now I'm so used to everything, so I just accept whatever comes up as a visual. But the first time ever I was doing this, I was expecting something elegant, you know, and something very powerful, maybe like an eagle or something, but that took a while before I was allowed to see an eagle. So the first one was a wild boar, and it was very interesting figuring out what that meant to me personally, what I connect with that animal. And then looking at myself, where's the connection between that power animal and where am I standing with these talents, skills, and characteristics of that animal? So that's good fun, and that's a good way of playing as well.
It is. I have a book called Power Animals, How to Connect with Your Animal Spirit Guide, and it's by Stephen D. Farmer, PhD, who's also the author of Sacred Ceremony. And Deer's message for you is never underestimate, or the quality is gentleness. And the message is never underestimate the power of gentleness and sensitivity. And it says, if deer is your power animal, you're very sensitive, and if there's the slightest scent of predator energy coming from others, you become very vigilant until you determine whether it's safe or not.
Right.
And you love life itself in all its varied forms and expressions. Your gentleness and tender nature are unparalleled. You may alternate between the stag's powerful and confident assertiveness and the doe's subtle and vulnerable power.
That's the word I was looking for. The doe was the girl. Yeah. And that's the other thing about the masculine and the feminine, that it's always both, really, and looking at the different aspects. And it's the same with the wild boar, the female wild boar. She looks after her family so protectively, and she just attacks everybody that comes close to that family. And then on the other hand, she is a loving mother, and she takes such good care of her children. Whereas the male wild boar, when you just look at him, it's just so impressive, you know. And it's the same thing. And I was looking for the word for the female deer. It's the doe, really, the one that looks pretty harmless and is the one from that Walt Disney film. In German, it's called Bambi. What's it called in English? Do you know, Jen?
It's Bambi. Called Bambi.
Yeah. Bambi. Okay, sorry, Bambi.
Yeah, well, it's the
that
same word.
That was kind of weird. Yeah, I mean, and then the other thing, when you look at the male energy, the stag, when they are fighting for their ladies, the noise that they make and the power that is behind these animals. I was in a wildlife park once, and it was the time of them mating, so they were really going into their fights and everything else. It's just the sheer force behind when they have one of their power fights. It's amazing, you know, and having that in as a talent or a characteristic in myself, knowing how to vent this in a very positive way is totally amazing. And then coming back to the doe that just comes out of the woods and the forest and says, right, man, calm down, you know, everything's fine, and now be gentle again. That's exactly the right balance. That's really good. Thank you. I love that. I really love that.
That's great. Well,
so do you have a power animal at the moment?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you working with a certain power animal at the moment?
Actually, this morning it was with bear. Bear is pretty consistent and powerful in my life. And some of it is being gentle, which is surprising from bear, I suppose, but there is that gentleness. There's that standing up really tall and being very powerful and very present, and then there's that hibernating time. Oh, maybe that's why I like to sleep so much. Anyway, then there's that time of just being quiet and spending time inside yourself that is always so important to me. I have to spend that time inside myself, or I'm not really, or I turn into a nasty bear if I don't spend that time.
Well, that's healing as well, turning inside and sleeping a lot. And that's the way I got to know the bear as a power animal from the native tradition that I was taught, is that the bear stands for healing. I mean, you know, there's aspects of every power animal that go for different things. And I like the hibernation thing, because if we look at this, what the animals do in which season, right now it's the season of hibernating, of going into our caves or our houses, keep warm, cuddle up, and spend time with ourselves, which leads back to be gentle. And then I can understand that the bear is connected with gentleness.
And this is the only time of year that I like hot chocolate, too. If there's something about this kind of weather that when I go someplace, instead of getting a coffee, I'll get a hot chocolate. And even here at home, I'll have hot chocolate. That's strange. But anyway.
Well, that's another way, another good way of supporting ourselves and being gentle with ourselves, allowing ourselves a nice treat when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to food or drink. Like a hot chocolate with a bit of cream on top, or like a piece of cake, or lots of turkey for Christmas, and without feeling guilty about it, because it's just once a year, you know. And on the other hand, maybe adding a bit of fruit and a bit of vitamin to the diet to balance it all, and be gentle. Don't judge ourselves for what we do, because this is the way that many of us have grown up in our societies, that we have to function in a certain way. And if we don't, then we need to judge ourselves and punish ourselves instead of being gentle and saying, okay, now this is the way this went, okay, so I can look at it and I can hug myself if possible, as in being gentle, and then move on, maybe in a more gentle fashion.
You know, Barbara, you just brought up something that I've seen in several conversations online recently, is people judging themselves and thinking that they are not, that they're less than perfect just because of who they are or what they've done, or that somebody else said so, or somebody didn't like them, or there's so many reasons that we judge ourselves. And that is judging yourself and calling yourself bad names and believing in that is a way of suicide. Now, I know what I'm talking about here because my father committed suicide. And a lot of people, I see them creating sickness in themselves and killing themselves slowly, denying that that's what they're doing. But it all comes from that judgment that we place on ourselves. So being gentle with yourself is not just something that you're doing to be nice to yourself. It's critical. Being gentle with yourself is a life and death situation. It is vitally important that you take, that all of us take the time every day, take a little bit of time, even if it's just a few minutes, take 5, 10, 15 minutes, set a timer if you have to either just sit and be, to focus and on a candle, to focus on your breathing, to do some sort of exercise, those who like exercise, to be able to do the exercise every day, to take a walk, to sit and have a cup of coffee, to do something, it doesn't matter what it is, something that you are saying, I am pampering myself because I am worth it. I deserve this. I deserve love. And whatever way that love shows up, that you're showing it to yourself. And it shows up in many ways. I mean, I love coffee. I can't drink caffeinated coffee, but I absolutely love coffee, a good cup of coffee. So I'm going to sit down and treat myself to a good cup of coffee, because that is one way that I am being gentle with myself, and I am saying I deserve this gentleness. I deserve this cup of coffee. I am worth sitting down and having it. I have value, and I am perfect in the eyes of my soul. And I'd like you all, please, to say this to yourself. In the eyes of my soul, I am perfect. No matter what my life is, no matter what I do, no matter what I say and to who I say it to, no matter what somebody else says to me, in my soul, I am perfect. And this is critical for every one of us, and especially at this time in our world, because there's so much negativity going on, and there's so much messages going around that say you're not worthy and you don't deserve and you're bad, and for whatever reason. I mean, look at all these the people who are losing their homes and ending up not having the finances to be able to live the way they were lived before. And so what do? They judge themselves. So very carefully be sure that you, carefully, every day, take a few minutes to be gentle with yourself and to say to yourself over and over and over again until you understand it and believe it, in my soul, I am perfect. Say it with me now. In my soul, I am perfect. And then say it over and over again. Be gentle with yourself.
I like the way you said carefully, because yes, full of care, to care for ourselves, to look after ourselves, take care. That is, we use these expressions, and do we really think about them? We just use them because it's polite, it's a habit to say that to somebody, but look at the meaning, look at the original meaning of yes, carefully, with lots of care. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'm going to have to, when we're done with this show, I'm going to have to go sit with myself for a little while. This is making me want to just be there and sit for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good. If we then have the chance to act on our inspiration straight away, which the good thing about this show is that there will be the archive, so people that want to re-listen to this show that are listening right now, and people that maybe didn't have a chance to listen to the live show can listen to the archives and then take the time and create that space for themselves to sit with it and to just let it all sink in and maybe get more inspiration, maybe start doing some journaling or go for a walk or hug a tree, whatever, you know, whatever inspires each and every one of you to do this. So, yeah. Great.
Have you ever hugged a tree?
Oh, yeah. I attended a workshop, a weekend workshop, that's a few years ago. And when I came home one day into the workshop, I turned around and said to my husband, I am now an official member of the tree-hugging community. And he just looked at me and I said, well, you know, I went into the forest today and I hugged a tree. It felt really good.
Well, I've never hugged a tree that I could get my arms all the way around, but I love sitting with my back to the tree and just kind of feeling the tree.
Get hugged by the tree. It's another good one.
A what one?
Getting hugged by the tree. That's another good inspiration, another good visual.
Yeah.
Sitting, leaning with my back onto a strong, nice tree, like an oak tree, for example. And just getting hugged by that energy of that tree. That's beautiful.
I remember that brought it up, getting hugged by a tree. I was hugged by a rock for a while when I was young. My mother would say, I want you to go out and play. I'm sorry, mothers don't usually use that tone of voice, but that's how I took it. I want you to go out and get some fresh air and play. Well, I wasn't very athletic or active. So I would take a book and I would tuck it into the waistband of my pants, and I'd put my jacket around it so she couldn't tell I had a book with me. And I would go outside, and probably a half a mile away, there was this field, and there were a lot of cows in the field, and there was this wonderful rock, and the sun just came down and warmed the rock beautifully. And I would sit there on that rock, and I would read for several hours. I loved it. Well, my mother liked it, too, because I was out getting fresh air. And I did get a little exercise because I had to walk the half mile to the rock and the half mile back again. But it was so wonderful sitting there on that rock in the sun and being warm and just being peaceful. It was great. So I
Very nice.
That rock.
So now we're coming. We've got about 5 minutes left in the show, so I would like to draw our attention and your attention as being the listeners to what's happening in general with Jen and me. So we would like to obviously promote ourselves as well in the way of giving you our websites and the chance of booking us for coaching sessions or for intuitive readings, which you can either do through our websites, that is janrevel.com, J-A-N-R-E-V, as in Victor, E-L-L.com, and barbarapatterson.info, barbarapatterson.info. And you can actually connect either live on the show or on Facebook with us through our profiles and our pages that we have. And next week we're going to have our topic is going to be connecting with spirit, which has worked beautifully today already, and we're doing it every time. And it's like being on the waves of the universal ocean, really. And we're working our way towards this show on the 2nd of January, and I'm really, really looking forward to be live again with all of you guys. And then we will be live again on January the 9th with our first live guest, Marita Rahlenbeck. She's a soul mentor. And she'll share with us the magic of sacred symbols, which goes back to the visualizing, which is a really good way as well if you work with certain pictures that have a certain energy that you can connect with. Yes, that's the advertising done, really. Anything you would like to add, Jen?
Yeah, I want to say something about the sacred, well, about both shows, the connecting with spirit, first of all. We're going to do some readings on that show, some intuitive readings and angel readings, so gather your questions and your concerns, and be sure you're ready to call in on that show and talk with us about it, and then see what happens. And the sacred symbols on the 9th, if you have particular symbols that you like or that you work with, you might want to think about drawing them out or having them on a piece of paper in front of you, and perhaps even post them on the Soul Healing Circle or to Barbara or my website, and we'll see. We'll get Marita to look at them and see what she has to say about them.
Good idea.
How does that sound? Yeah.
See what's going to happen. It's going to be a great show. Like every show so far has been great, and every show in the future is going to be so great also. I can't wait.
We're sure having fun with it.
And definitely. So to close it all up for you guys, as we said, we'd like to repeat the affirmation of today, which has actually grown to two affirmations, and the one is, just for today, I am gentle with myself. And the other one that came up during the show is, in the eyes of my soul, I am perfect. In the eyes of my soul, I am perfect. So with this, we'd like to leave you for today. Yes, the links of the archives are going to be up very soon. We'd love to stay in touch with you and connect with you through Facebook and our website. And remember to stay in the love. Goodbye, and soul blessings to all of you.